Hey, Dr. Amy here, and in this video, I'm showing you 12 foods that help cancer cells die. You do not want to miss out on these foods that could keep you cancer-free. The food you eat matters. Whether you've just been diagnosed with cancer, years out from your cancer treatment, or even if you're high risk of developing cancer, we know that food matters when it comes to cancer. You can either fuel your cancer through your food, or use your food to help fight against cancer. You need to get started with these foods right away. Starting with number one, berries. Berries have long been established to protect against a variety of cancers. They're rich in antioxidants, vitamins, and fiber. It's the higher level of antioxidants and fiber in berries that truly lower your risk of cancer. This is the first change that I make for women that work with me in the Cancer Freedom Program. It's so simple and it makes a big impact. If you're at a high risk of developing cancer, or if you want to prevent a cancer recurrence, then start including more berries right away. A mistake that a lot of cancer survivors make is that they search for one single food that will cure cancer. But this is a completely wrong approach. A lot of cancer survivors will start including things like mushroom coffee or soursop because they think that that's gonna make the difference in keeping them cancer free. And while these things might help, it's just not the whole picture in keeping yourself healthy, strong, and free of cancer. There is no one magical food that's going to solve this problem. It just doesn't exist. What is far more important is the combination of foods that you eat together. Your overall nutrition and diet is what has the potential to lower your risk of cancer. It's using a combination of foods together that can effectively lower your risk. A great place to start is with berries. Include more blueberries, blackberries, or raspberries in your nutrition. Of course, if you can eat them fresh, then that is best. But they're also really delicious frozen. That's a great option as well. That leads me to the second food that will help keep you cancer-free. Citrus fruits. As a cancer survivor, we know that your body has been under oxidative stress for a very long time. Before you even knew you had cancer, your body was fighting off cancer cells. Then it went through surgeries, chemo, radiation, months and months, maybe even years of treatment. And all of this means that when you're done, your antioxidant levels are really low. The concern around having low antioxidant levels is that your immune system is going to be compromised. With low antioxidant levels, you're more likely to catch the common cold or flu, but you're also more likely to have a cancer recurrence. Keeping your antioxidant levels up will help lower your risk of cancer. And citrus fruits are full of antioxidants. Antioxidants like vitamin C, which can help boost up your antioxidants and support your immune system. Oranges and lemon water were some of my favorite picks when I was completing my doctorate training at the University of Toronto. I knew the high stress levels were an issue for my body, so I needed to fuel it in order to perform for those long days at the hospital. Using citrus fruits helped me stay healthier for a longer period of time. Antioxidants have also been shown to be particularly helpful in cancers like stomach cancer, esophageal cancer, and colorectal cancer. That actually leads me to the next food that can really lower your cancer risk, but this one is pretty controversial, so I'm gonna save it to the end. The next food to include is garlic. Garlic contains compounds known as organosulfurs. These compounds have been associated with decreasing the risk of certain types of cancers. This is why you might commonly see garlic being used as a supplement among cancer survivors. How effective garlic is as a supplement for cancer survivors is a little bit unclear, but we do know that organosulfur compounds included in your nutrition can lower your risk of cancer. This is a good option, so start adding this to your diet. And garlic can easily be added to a tomato-based sauce, which actually leads me to the next food that you need to start including, tomatoes. Tomatoes are an excellent source of lycopene. Lycopene is an antioxidant that helps lower your risk of cancer. It can be as simple as making a tomato-based sauce and adding garlic, but you can also add this next food to really amp up the cancer fighting potential. A breast cancer survivor that I work with in the Cancer Freedom Program was really focused on including more foods to help fight off cancer. So we created a one pot soup that was perfect for fighting cancer and for cold rainy days. It had tomatoes, cauliflower, turmeric, lentils, and garlic. It was including a lot of foods that are really known for helping keep you cancer-free. And this actually leads me to the next food that helps cancer cells die, cruciferous vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables are things like kale, broccoli, cauliflower, or even Brussels sprouts. These are all great options to add into your nutrition. Cruciferous vegetables include compounds called glycosinolates. These are known for lowering your cancer risk, but these vegetables are also very high in fiber, which has been proven to, again, lower your risk of cancer. We know that in cultures that eat higher amounts of fiber, they actually have lower rates of cancer. And the easiest way to eat more fiber is to simply eat more vegetables. Personally, I've tried a bunch of strategies to increase the fiber in my diet, and the simplest, most straightforward way to do it is to just eat more veggies. But people get hung up on including more vegetables in their diet. Maybe you just don't like the taste of raw veggies, or you just can't imagine snacking on carrot sticks and cucumbers. If that's the case, then it is okay to use various sauces to help you increase your veggie load. Try things like ranch dip, hummus, or tzatziki to help support you in getting more vegetables into your nutrition. The first thing that we wanna do is increase your veggies. Then down the road, we can look at getting rid of or limiting sauces or dips that may not be always the best option for you. But for now, just focus on increasing your veggies, because that is what's truly gonna lower your cancer risk. This leads me to my next food that helps cancer cells die. That's leafy green vegetables. These are veggies like spinach, kale, Swiss chard, or other types of lean, greasy veggies. These foods are packed with antioxidants, fiber, vitamin C, which are all gonna protect you against cancer cells. Eating after cancer should really focus on one core principle: to eat a plant-forward diet. Now, a plant-forward diet can still contain animal products, things like chicken, turkey, dairy, or seafood. But the majority of food that you eat should come from plants. There are several cancer prevention guidelines that make the same recommendation. The American Cancer Institute suggests a diet that's high in fruits and vegetables, beans and legumes, and whole grains. The American Cancer Society gives nearly the exact same recommendation. So if you truly want to take just one simple step towards lowering your risk of cancer, then you've got to eat more vegetables. A great place to start is including more veggies at all of your meals: breakfast, lunch, and supper. As you become more used to eating more veggies, then you can start aiming for a half a plate of veggies at every single meal. Now, this suggestion of a half plate of veggies does seem like a lot of veggies, and that's because it is. That's actually a large amount of vegetables to eat. But if you're truly dedicated to doing everything in your power to lower your risk of cancer, then a half a plate of veggies is the way you've got to go. The next food that helps prevent cancer is green tea. Green tea is thought to have many anti-cancer properties. It's specifically been shown to reduce the risk of breast cancer, colorectal cancer, and prostate cancer. Green tea is also very beneficial in recovering from chemobrain. If you're struggling with brain fog or mental clarity after cancer, then this is actually a great option for you. Many women find that they're unable to multitask, focus in conversations, or they can't quite recall facts as quickly as they could before cancer. This is often the result of what's commonly referred to as chemobrain. Now, chemobrain does have several contributing factors, and nutrition is definitely one of them. So we want to increase the amount of flavonoids in your diet, and green tea is an excellent source of flavonoids. So you can start working a cup of decaf green tea into your daily routine. The next food that you want to eat to help prevent cancer is seeds and nuts. These are things like almonds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, or chia seeds. These types of foods give you healthy fats, fiber, and antioxidants. They offer a ton of nutrition in just a little bite. But there are good things about seeds and nuts, and there's also bad things. The majority of women who go through cancer treatment actually end up gaining weight. We know that being at an unhealthy body weight actually increases your risk of a cancer recurrence. It's a tough reality. Going through cancer treatment causes you to gain weight, and that's certainly what happened to me. During my chemotherapy, I gained about 20 pounds. It was a combination of emotional eating, lack of exercise because of surgery restrictions, and steroids. But when I came out the other side, I was at a body weight that wasn't healthy for me. I didn't feel like myself, I didn't look like myself, and I knew it was increasing my risk of a cancer recurrence. I needed to drop the weight. This is going to be including an amount of seeds or nuts that are actually quite small. Maybe you want to add it on top of yogurt or on top of a salad, but you're going to keep the serving size small, and you want to make sure you get this right. The next food to include is fatty fish. These are fish like salmon, mackerel, or sardines. including fish that are high in omega-3s and healthy fats, are known to lower the risk of cancer, especially breast cancer. When we look at all the diets to help lower your risk of cancer, the keto diet, the carnivore diet, the Mediterranean diet, well, it's always the Mediterranean diet that comes out as the winner. This is what's been shown to be effective in lowering your risk of a cancer recurrence, and fatty fish are a big part of the Mediterranean diet. You can start by aiming to eat fish once a week and then eventually moving up to twice a week. The next food I have to include on this list is beans and legumes. Beans and legumes have consistently been shown to lower your risk of cancer, yet hardly anyone's eating them. This includes things like black beans, lentils, or chickpeas. Not only are they high in fiber, so they're known to lower your risk of cancer, but they also include compounds that are specifically shown to lower the risk of colorectal cancer. The next food that I'm gonna include is going to be no surprise to you. Whole grains. Whole grains are high in fiber, antioxidants, and vitamins. There's a clear pattern here. We know that certain things lower your risk of cancer, and we need to get antioxidants, fiber, vitamins, and minerals from various foods. But whole grains are a clear winner to help prevent cancer. Okay, but that leads me to this next food that helps kill cancer cells, and this one is kind of controversial. Turmeric. Now, overall, turmeric, or curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric, is known for its anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer properties. It's known to reduce several different types of cancer. But the controversy comes with breast cancer survivors. Turmeric should not be taken if you're also taking tamoxifen. Now, tamoxifen is a known prodrug, which means when you take a tamoxifen tablet, it needs to go into the body and undergo a process in order to become its active form. It gets transformed to the active form of tamoxifen by an enzyme. Unfortunately, curcumin interacts with this enzyme, which means tamoxifen can't convert to the active form. If curcumin stops tamoxifen from being converted, then you're not gonna get any benefit from tamoxifen, and it's not gonna lower your risk of cancer. Curcumin makes tamoxifen less effective or even ineffective. This means turmeric might be a good choice for cancer survivors as long as you're not on tamoxifen. Okay, so now that you know about these 12 foods that help kill cancer cells, we now need to shift over to your exercise. You can lower your risk of a cancer recurrence by up to 59% if you hit targeted exercise levels. That's better than a lot of the drugs on the market. That's exactly why I'm linking up this next video here on exercises that you need to start doing right away as a cancer survivor. Click the link here. I'll see you in the next video.